5. Now read the passage about marine organisms known as phytoplankton. You will have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on ocean plants in a marine biology class.
Okay, I'd like to discuss an interesting study being done on phytoplankton. I think we all know that phytoplankton is an important nutrient in the ocean's food chain, as well as understand its importance in producing oxygen. This study, the study I want to present, was based on the observation that in some areas of the ocean, there's plenty of sunlight and nitrogen compounds for a successful photosynthesis. However, there's only a small amount of phytoplankton. So, an analysis was done on the water, and this analysis indicated a lack of iron. We know that iron is a trace mineral that even humans need. It was hypothesized that phytoplankton also need iron. I won't go into full detail, but a small section of one area in the ocean was seeded with iron sulfate. The resulting increase of phytoplankton provided convincing evidence for the hypothesis. Now, this finding opens up several possibilities. Since phytoplankton take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, an increase of the plants could remove a significant amount of human-produced carbon dioxide from the atmosphere faster and more effectively than other alternatives. An increase in the plants could also be followed by an increase of marine life along the food chain that ultimately comes to feed people. However, there are unanswered environmental questions that would need to be addressed before phytoplankton farms could be considered.
The professor describes an experiment done on phytoplankton. Explain how the implications of this experiment relate to phytoplankton.